Okay, what do you call that brown liquid that stains that you might put on a cut?
Brown liquid?
Yeah. Brown medicine that you might put on a cut that stings.
It's heavy.
Okay. And this is a white bitter powder that they used to give in capsules for a cold. It's a white powder. It's real bitter.
Quinine.
Okay. And if a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
died?
Okay. Any nicer ways of saying that?
Passed away.
Okay. Any crude ways of saying that? Or joking ways of saying that a person died?
Well, I wouldn't know if they were.
I mean, like kicked the...
Like what?
Kicked the bucket or something like that?
Well, I've heard that too. He kicked the bucket down.
Okay. And he said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
What he died from?
Okay. And a place where people are buried.
Graveyard.
Okay.
A cemetery.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in?
Well, they used to be coffins and then caskets.
Okay.
But I've never saw coffin since I've gotten grown. I don't reckon.
Oh,
it was just a wooden box, like,
yeah.
You know. And now they're called casket, and then vaults.
Yeah. Okay, he said he was a real important man. Everybody turned out for his...
He was a what?
He was real important. Everybody turned out for his...
Turned out for his funeral.
Okay. And people all dressed up in black, you say that they're in?
In mourning clothes.
Okay. And somebody asks you how you're feeling, and you feel... about average. You might answer, what?
Well, it's according to what you get in the habit of saying. A lot of times I don't have to say how you feel, and I say fine.
Yeah.
Other than that, into broad.
Yeah. Okay. Say your children are out late, and someone's getting a little upset about it. You say, oh, they'll get home all right. Just don't
worry.
Okay. And the disease of the joints that you get when you get older.
Get still.
Okay, well, what do you call that?
Rheumatism or arthritis.
Huh?
Rheumatism or arthritis.
Okay. And a very bad sore throat. But you get blisters on the inside of your throat.
Tonsillitis.
Yeah, but this is something around World War I. They used to give people the chick test to see if they had it.
For the throat?
Yeah. It's,
would it be the strep throat?
No,
or
you choke up with it.
It wouldn't be the croup, would it?
I don't think it's
diphtheria?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that does work in the throat, uh-huh, that diphtheria does.
Okay. And this is a disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
That's, they used to call it yellow jaundice, now they call it hepatitis.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of...
Pelicitis.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words for that?
Having your appendix taken out?
Yeah.
No, not that I know.
Okay. If you had something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say to you...
If you eat something that didn't agree with you,
yeah.
Or didn't go against you, you know what I mean?
And it came back up,
you'd vomit.
Okay, any other words for vomit?
Puke.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say that he was sick where?
And it was sick at his stomach.
Okay. And